Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Redmen TV. My name is Ben Kelly. Liverpool have just beaten Tranmere Rovers 6-0 at Prenton Park in their first pre-season game of summer 2019. Really nice, pleasant evening. Saw some new faces, saw some old faces, and Liverpool played actually quite well. Particularly first half, I thought, you know, the likes of Rhian Brewster, who we're all really excited to see, he delivered with two goals. The likes of Harry Wilson, Ryan Kent also played, Oxlade-Chamberlain in the middle, Adam Lallana played in a six role, which is quite interesting, did quite well there as well. Then you went into the second half, you had the likes of Fabinho coming on, Joel Matip, obviously some of the more senior figures in the squad. You've also got the likes then of the younger players like Bobby Duncan and Paul Glatzel, who, like somebody like me who's been watching the youth football last season, really exciting to see them in and around the first team so early on in their Liverpool careers. Bobby Duncan, the pair of them were like goal machines last season, so it was really good to see them come in and get an opportunity. Bobby Duncan did score. Seeing Origi there as well, like he was just welcomed on like a hero. At the end there was a massive pitch invasion and everybody just swarmed to Champions League final scoring Divock Origi. He scored a goal as well, took it really well, put it out the sky, went around the goalkeeper. I think that was the fifth one. But overall, yeah, really good Liverpool performance. It's so early on in the season, you can't really tell too much about what we're seeing. You know, Adam Lallana in the six, is that a thing or is that just a thing for today? We don't know yet. We'll see on Bradford on Sunday and then going into the US tour as well. Other than that, really pleasant evening, really good event to hold for like the kids and stuff. We'll move on to Bradford on Sunday. Looking forward to it. If you've liked the video, subscribe to the channel, like it. Leave us a comment down below who you thought was good in the game as well. And I'll see you next time.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the first pre-season game. Liverpool beating Tranmere 6-0. Yes. First half, I thought the side was really fluid. I really enjoyed that, to be honest with you. Thought the football was good, the interchange was good, they looked bright, they looked sharp, they looked like they were ready for it. Didn't look like a first game of pre-season to me, if I'm honest. We've had some belter scenes here, to be honest with you. You can see the stewards now, right, just trying to just get rid of all the kids and stuff. There was a massive pitch invasion. It was absolutely superb. I think, you know, Bruce obviously gets two goals first half. That's absolutely class, isn't it? And the way that he nodded that first one in and all that type of stuff, he just looked sharp. He didn't really have any opportunities. He had that one where he was a little bit offside, sort of by the goalkeeper's 6-yard box, and he blurted that one over, but it was offside, so it didn't really matter. Then he gets his two chances, he scores his two goals. Obviously Klein gets the first goal as well, absolutely sound with all of that. Second half, it didn't look as fluid a performance for me, certainly, but what happened was they just started to score goals. I mean, really, really quickly, and they found it very, very easy. So you've got Curtis Jones gets a little bit of a tap in that was sound. Divock Origi with a beautiful control of the ball. I mean, it literally comes over his shoulder, grabs it like that, right? And then he just goes around the keeper, yeah. And then he slots it, and it's absolutely fantastic. And then you've got Duncan as well. Little injury for Glatzel towards the end, a little bit disappointing. We're waiting now to see what's going on. We're going to try and get an interview with the player, hopefully, the manager, hopefully. But more importantly, these lads have got some cleaning up to do. I mean, there's still a kid there. There's still kids around me. It is what it is. Tranmere didn't know it was coming. The press was hilarious. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Tranmere, for that. Loved every second of it. If you do get a chance to come down here and watch them this season, you absolutely must. I'm Chris Page at Redmen TV. Jürgen Klopp's behind me, so you're getting sodded off. Bye.
Right, go on then. Let's start. We'll do about 5 minutes, guys.
Sure. Jürgen, what do you think of what you saw tonight?
Everybody's waiting, and then you ask that question. Oh, what?
A football game, a really good one. A really good one with a lot of fantastic individual performances. Attacking-wise was good, pressing was good, counter-press was good. The game was fluent. We played with fantastic direction in the game. I'm surprised actually that I saw so many good things. I didn't expect that really after the half sessions we had, but the boys enjoyed football tonight, and so we scored goals against a really good side, but especially a physically very strong side. So it was not the same weight class with our boys, but we let the ball work, do the work, and so I saw a really good game.
Liam Brewster and the way he performed, his awareness that he showed on the pitch today, is he someone that is now ready to supplement the first team week in, week out, or do you feel that you maybe still have to move in the transfer market during this window?
First and foremost, we maybe in the year 2019, we should stop talking about the player who scored two goals and then doing that again the other 89 minutes for World Class as well. Real Bruce, I love the boy, he's a fantastic player, and he's scored one of the goals at least. Probably I would have scored. It's not about that. But we don't think about players. We want other players. We want our players. And he is our player. And he played a really good game. I mean, I saw other good performances like Harry and Ryan in the first half, Ben in the second half, incredibly strong, but didn't score. So these are things. The boys are already fresh in the moment. Look all really good. And that Ryan is a good player. We knew before. I don't know what that has to do with transfer market actually. Try to hide the question around the transfer market question.
We've seen obviously the business that you've done so far has been with a view to the future. Do you need to bring any players in, and will you bring players in that are going to impact that first team squad right away?
We brought them already and you only don't realize it. Ryan Brewster, Oxlade-Chamberlain, didn't play last year. All the young boys here today, they're all new players for us, so that's all good. The transfer market is open, I don't know exactly until when this is finished. 8th of August. In this wonderful country, the whole Europe had the idea to close the transfer window early, and the only country who did it was England finally. So we close it now 3 weeks before all the others. So, we will see what they do, but I don't think it will be the biggest transfer window of all times.
Jürgen, as supporters, we've been strutting around all summer as European champions. Have you noticed the difference in the players? Are they more confident? Do they feel like they're acting like winners now, do you think?
Hopefully not. They should be happy about that and should get confidence of that, but it's not that we are running around like Champions League winners 24 hours a day. So we won it 5 weeks ago, four and a half weeks ago, and I had a wonderful summer. The best summer I ever had, because the people didn't say before they won the picture with me, oh, I'm so sorry for you. What they usually did the last 5 weeks. So it was just much better, and for the players it was the same, but now we are here. Yes, we made the next step. It looked tonight like they were all really confident. I like the game a lot, but it was nothing. Maybe it has a little bit to do with winning the Champions League, but during the season we have to go for winning something new and cannot always look like
it. The fact that you were so close to winning the league, what does that do for the motivation for you?
Nothing to do with that. We want to play the best season we can play like we wanted to do last year, but we have no idea what that means for all people, for all about what happens to all the other teams, because we saw it. It happens a lot to other teams. I mean, Man United, obviously, Chelsea, Tottenham is making signing. So it will be a new season. We have to be ready for that. For us, it looks tonight. I'm really happy about the game, but it's, of course, a difficult preseason for us. Sadio Mane, I think, played now. Is now in the semi-final, means he has for sure two more games. And it's become late. Brazilians, okay, finally finished a 13-month season exactly like home. That will come, but we will not have a preseason together. That we'll only have a week before we start the games. So, but United look like we can find some solutions. But as I said, the last season is a good sign for us. It showed us what we can achieve. But we have to be as good as last year. In the best case, we will have to be better. We'll see what the outcome will be.
Looking on Sepp van den Berg, are you expecting him to be around the first team squad this season, or has been brought to play in the academy?
He's one. Like, so these definite questions, definite answers, it depends. I stand and open the door, but the boys have to go through still. So he's a wonderful player as well, but because of FIFA, blah, blah, blah rules, he's not available in the moment. But we have a good player, so he thought his future should be here, and I thought the same actually. So now he's here, now let's work together. He's 17 years old. When you see him, you forget that constantly. But he is 17, and so there's a lot to learn. But the good thing is he has the most time to do so. So everything will be fine.
Last couple over there for the written guys. Anything, Chris? Anything? Carl?
Last one, Carl. Just on Rian, I know you're probably trying to play down.
Why should I play down? I only don't want to talk after a game like the guy who scored two goals. It's like in football always, I saw a good goal, what did you do? So it's really, I saw a really good game, and Rian is a fantastic player. That was the only thing I wanted to talk about. It's not, you can talk about Rian, no problem. But I don't want to play Rian down or hit down.
That's fine. It's just that this is the big season for him. He gets more of a chance.
100%. But again, it depends on him as well. So in the moment, Thibaut Origi stays, obviously, which is really good news. Bobby Firmino is still there. Rian Brewster is the top striker. He was the top 10. I'm really happy. I told him already that he has an important role this year. But how important, again, depends on him. We will see. He has to play different positions as well. Because yes, Sandler is okay, wing I think is possible, and then we will see how we can line up. But there will be opportunities for
that's not sure. Thank you very much for coming in for that.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.